We are talking a lot about going back to basics this week, and I think we get to dig a little deeper into being consistent. And I would say whenever I ask the question, what are you struggling with most when it comes to your business, or what do you feel like is holding you back the most from success? The number one thing that I hear, 98, 99% of the time, is I'm not consistent. I struggle with being consistent. I'm not consistent on social media. I'm not consistent with XYZ. I'm not consistent. Over and over and over, I hear this, and I want to make sure that we're touching on this because it's so important to reach any goal, right? Is to be consistent. So let's think about this for a second. And maybe you've heard me quote this before, but consistency beats talent. Consistent actions beat good intentions. Consistent actions beat luck all day, every day. And I think it's important that we acknowledge this, right? So basically, what I'm telling you is that you can be more talented than someone else, but if they're being consistent, they're probably getting better results, right? So what could we do to increase our consistent actions? And one of the main things that I have found that have helped me be consistent is the thing that nobody ever wants to talk about, and that's going back to your why and realizing this is why I'm passionate about what I do. I am so passionate about what I do. My passion is like shining through, blah, 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 right? And so I want you to think about, and if you aren't feeling the passion for your business right now, there are days I don't feel the passion for my business. I'm not going to sit here and try to make this seem like someone I'm not. We all have those moments, right? We're all guilty of this. And I think it's just give yourself some grace, but also go back to why you started. You may have remembered me telling you a couple weeks ago, someone interviewed me for a summit. And whenever I go back to tell my story, I remember feeling the way I felt. I remember being in the shoes of those that I'm trying to support. I remember, and I dig deep, and I'm like, I walk away and I always feel on fire because I literally just went back to tell that story again of why I'm doing what I'm doing. And so whether we need to type it out or write it out or say it out loud or get on a video, whether it's live or recorded and we're not going to share it right now, but just really dig deep and talk about that time that you started your business and why you were so passionate about it then and why and how it supports and changes people's lives and why you're never going to stop, right? You can force consistency, but it's a lot nicer and it's a lot more natural when the passion is there to back it up. And with that passion also comes this thing we call personal power, right? If we're only going to be consistent to see the circumstantial evidence, we're going to struggle. We're going to struggle. We get to stand in our personal power and say, I'm doing this, whether I get results or not, because I love what I do. And I know if I do it long enough, I'm going to be able to help X amount of people. Now, for a marketer who focuses on analytics and a marketer who focuses on results-driven content and a marketer who focuses on results-driven Facebook ads, that's hard to say, right? That's hard. That's not what I've been taught. That's not what I've learned. But here's the thing. We give up too often, way too often, because of the stories that we tell ourselves, right? Business would be easy if it wasn't for the bullshit stories we tell ourselves. The same thing if we're having a launch or I'm trying to be consistent with video or I'm trying to be consistent with my content or I'm trying to be this or that, right? Well, I'm not getting instant gratification, Chrissy, so I'm done. I'm not getting results, Chrissy, so I'm done. Okay, well, how long has it been since you've gotten results? Like you've a week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks? You got to give it a 90-day shot, friend. 90 days. So where is the disconnect? Where do you get to work on your consistent actions? A couple other things that, again, help with those consistent actions is, again, that why, that passion, that goal that you set for yourself, having that clear direction so that you're always staying focused. I think adding things to my calendar helps me be consistent. Nothing before typically 10 or 11 a.m. happens in my business or my life that's not about me. It's about me. It's not about anybody else or any of my clients. It's a rule I set with myself. If I want to work on a Saturday, I am absolutely 100% allowed to work on a Saturday. But Saturdays, I am only allowed to work on my business. I love my business. I love to work. I love to work on my client stuff. So it had to be a boundary that I set with myself. The other thing is, if you're trying to be consistent with something and it seems way too large or way too big, we get to break it down into more manageable steps. And if you're trying to be consistent with 50 things, let's be honest, you're setting yourself up for failure. I talked about this in our Omni VIP call yesterday, and I said we get to a habit stack, right? I couldn't remember the word, and somebody said, it's habit stacking. I'm like, yes. It's like adding a couple things, one or two things at a time, and not trying to add 50 new changes at a time, because you break, like you literally just set yourself up for failure, right? You set yourself up for overwhelm. You set yourself up for exhaustion. I think the other thing that helps me be consistent is taking care of myself, getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, moving your body. I don't care what that looks like. I don't even say you have to break a sweat, like literally just doing something, right? And also like decluttering, whether that's your mind, your desk, your workspace, like get it decluttered. And then also, as with anything, give yourself grace. I'm not perfect. Yesterday, I wanted to go live. It didn't happen. I'm not going to beat myself up about it. I ended up doing a really late night story because I just had what I wanted to say. I wanted to get it like out of my brain and say it to my audience. And so I did a story instead, laying on my couch, literally looking like I'm about to pass out because I was so tired. But I wanted to do it, right? I didn't go live, but I did do something. So maybe it's renegotiating. Maybe if you wanted to go live or get on video that day, maybe you take some behind the scenes and do a voiceover, Reel or TikTok. We will not get to where we want to get if we want to beat ourselves up all the time. We get to give ourselves grace. We get to renegotiate. But we also get to find the passion that makes us yearn and want to be more and more and more consistent. Where do you need to work on when it comes to getting consistent? What do you feel like is lacking from keeping you from being consistent? And how can I support you? You can always reach out to me at It's Chrissy Connor on Instagram or Chrissy Connor on Facebook or Chrissy Connor pretty much everywhere else. And I will get back with you and we can chat through this consistent issue that you're having and work through it. I hope you have an amazing day, my friend. We're just getting started in this new year, and I cannot wait to see what all you are capable of.